This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Cam's new album called The Other Side. It's quickly become one of the biggest country hits of the year. It's her first album in 5 years. Cam, her full name is Cameron Oakes, is a California-born singer who found her first success writing songs for other people, including Miley Cyrus and Sam Smith. She said that her influences include Ray Charles, Bonnie Raitt, and Randy Newman, an eclectic list that Ken says is indicative of her songwriting range. Here's Ken's review.
Picking up some lucky strides, leaning on the wall outside. They don't make them like that anymore. I'm talking down at the corner store. They shut their lights and they close their doors, 'cause they don't make them like that anymore. But you and I are classic, like a bench in the front seat.
Country music frequently reserves its greatest praise and most sober consideration for men who can summon up deep voices and deep thoughts. By contrast, one of the first descriptions I read of the singer and songwriter Cam was a profile early on in her career that described her as a, quote, folk pop Barbie. That's the kind of hack observation that only makes you want to focus on what counts, Cam's voice, both as a singer and as a songwriter.
You rise up like smoke from the bed at his hotel. And I don't do so well getting you when I'm alone. Local TV, these walls take pity on me. Ice machine in your memory. All I hear down the hall. When it's quiet, I'm quietly saying your name in the silence. You're silently hiding away. And I'm getting older, but you never change. In a crowd, I could swear.
That's Forgetting You, about a guy the singer can't forget. Cam carved out a distinctive space within the country music industry 5 years ago with Burning House, which was more of a folk ballad than a country tune. Its lyric about a woman remembering a time when she was messing up her life pretty seriously hit home with a lot of listeners. They were moved to listen closely by Cam's unadorned, refreshingly straightforward vocal. Burning House didn't sound like anything else on radio at the time, and its surprise success cleared a path for her to pursue a different kind of pop music within the country genre.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close. Us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleeping.
I would say that the high point of Cam's new album is Diane, a song she wrote as an answer record to Dolly Parton's classic song Jolene. In Jolene, you'll recall, Dolly sang from the point of view of a wife beseeching Jolene, who's having an affair with her husband, to leave him alone. It's a plea from one woman to another to have some mutual respect. In 1973, this was one of the decisive examples of Parton's mastery at country storytelling. Inspired by all this decades later, Cam comes at it from the opposite angle, taking up the role of Jolene. She fills in a three-dimensional portrait of a woman who's fallen in love with a man not realizing he's married. Now aware, Jolene addresses a direct apology to the wife, whom Cam has named Diane.
Oh, I promise I didn't know he was your man. I would have noticed a gold wedding band. I'd rather you hate me than not understand. Oh, Diane.
time and the place. Don't know how much this hurts. I gave him my heart to break. Now I know he broke yours first. Lying right there in my bed while he was lying to you. Believing the words that he said. How could we be such fools? And all those nights that he's given to me, I wish that I could give them back to you.
Diane is a terrific piece of songwriting. Its melody as strong and distinctive as its lyrics. Cam has learned technical lessons from Dolly Parton well. Beyond that, she's made a whole album that insists that women have more complicated stories to tell than country music usually allows.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Cam's new album called The Other Side. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how Trump was once scorned by Republican leaders, but he's made the party his own, inspiring fear among GOP leaders and candidates who dare to cross him. But what happens when Trump leaves the White House? Our guest will be New Yorker staff writer Nicholas Lemon. His latest article is titled, The Republican Identity Crisis After Trump. I hope you'll join us.